knew we were going into a tough place. And last year, yeah, we got off to a good start. But I remember last year in Ferris, we won 1-0 and 2-1, and Jamie stood on his head. You know, it just really didn't give him anything. And, you know, this year we scored, like I said, a lot more goals, but we gave up more. So we'll be fine. I like this team. We have all the ingredients to be successful, and we're just going to have to see how things play out. We have a tough schedule, you know, coming up here, but we're going to have to, you know, win the majority of our games. And, you know, it's important. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where there is only one way to get in the NCAA tournament, and that's to win your league championship, playoff championship. So we understand that, but it's a process. It's, you just can't go from, you know, the ground level to the top level, you know, in 10 seconds if you got all these flights of stairs going up. You know, it takes time. You have to go one flight at a time, and we have to start building all over again from last year. And I like this team. I like a lot of things we have, but it's your body of work. It's just not one weekend. So, but good point. We have to, yeah. We have to do better, and we have to win the majority of our games, and I'm pretty confident we will.
While recruiting, have you ever gone to a game to see a certain prospect play, but by the end of the game, you left more impressed by one of his teammates or a player?
Oh, yeah. That happens quite a bit, actually. I'll give you one real quick example. I went up to Barrie, Ontario to see a player. I won't give you his name, but he went on to play college hockey and had a solid career. And the other player on the team was John Madden. John Madden, the hockey player who won 3 Stanley Cups in the NHL and is now coaching the Florida Panthers, an assistant coach. And Johnny came to Michigan and had a great career and helped us win a couple national championships. But we didn't even really know about John Madden until we went up to watch player X. And here's this kid. And we go, wow, that kid was pretty good. Who's he? Went back, wow, who's this kid? And obviously we got Johnny Madden and turned out to be a great player in college hockey. He had a great NHL career and now is coaching the NHL.
Next question, we kind of already answered this one. What's the status of Joel Esperance, and is the NCAA looking into handing out a suspension? Well, as you heard in our broadcast on Saturday night, the WCHA did hand out this suspension.
They did.
Why he didn't, that's why he didn't play on
Saturday.
Yeah,
they gave him one game, and, you know, I think that's about right. You know, we'll see how Joel is. You know, there's some talk, well, you know, if a kid's out for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, why shouldn't the player hit him? You know, I mean, there's always discussion about that, especially on those bad hits from behind like that.
All right, and we thank you for your questions. Let me see if any other new ones came in. I guess that's it for right now, and we'll take a quick timeout. And be back really quick. We'll talk about the icebreaker tournament that the Huskies have been invited to, plus much more of the Mel Pearson Show right after these.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you.
There's nobody like you, and there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice-cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
All right, time back, back to Mel Pearson here on Mix 93, the Mel Pearson Show. About 4.5 minutes left. Coach, want to, first of all, congratulate you and the team getting invited to the Icebreaker Tournament in a couple of years.
Well, it's fantastic. We're really looking forward to it. I want to thank the University of Minnesota Duluth, their athletic director, and Coach Scott Sandlin for inviting us. It's a great tournament, and the field that they have set up in Duluth is fantastic. It's probably one of the best fields I've seen in a long time for the Icebreaker. And it's been on for a while, I think since 97. I participated in before when I was at Michigan, but never since. I don't know if Michigan Tech's ever been involved in the Icebreaker tournament. So we're looking forward to it. The field, obviously, is University of Minnesota Duluth as the host. They'll play the Minnesota Golden Gophers in the Friday night game. And then the Union Dutchman with Coach Rick Bennett, who's done a great job. I saw them win the national championship a couple of years ago in Philly. He's done a fantastic job. They're undefeated again this year. So we will play Union in the afternoon game on that Friday, and then the losers will play in the third place game, and the winners will play for the Icebreaker Championship. So a great tournament. It's early in the season. A good time to be over in Duluth. I would tell our fans, you can go on their website. I don't know if you can get tickets there yet, but you can go on the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldog Hockey website and see if they have tickets available for that tournament yet, because I know it's going to be a hot ticket, obviously, with Duluth there and Minnesota there. And you know, it's got right off the bat, that's a good ticket. So, and then when we come over, we're good draw in Duluth also.
Are you surprised by the lineup as far as the who plays who? You would think that they would try to see a possible championship between the Minnesota schools, but are they trying to guarantee that the two Minnesota schools play each other, or what's the reasoning?
Well, I'm not sure, and I didn't get in too far into it with Coach Sandlin, with Scott. We just talked. We've been talking quite a bit. This is in the making for probably about a year and a half, and along with agreeing to play in the Icebreaker, I told Scott, great, but I'd like to go another step further and continue our series, our rivalry with them, and I would agree to come over and play, but also at the same time, I wanted to, because of that, try to lock in some other games, and we're currently working on that. So, and I think we'll get that done here in the near future at some point. That you know, they'll come back here and we'll go back there in just a regular series. So, but I don't know why the schedule the way it is, and maybe they want to play Minnesota that Friday night just to make sure that they do play them, yeah. and obviously they'll get a great crowd. So it'll be fun. It'll be a great way to start the season.
And for people wondering, yeah. The reason I asked, like the GLI, I mean, we always play either Michigan or Michigan State because they want the opportunity. You know, I think that's part of the thought process there is the chance of a championship game between the Michigan and Michigan State.
Well, we never want that to happen,
obviously.
No, exactly. But, so I'm not exactly 100% sure why, but like I said, it's a great tournament nonetheless, and we'll look forward to that. So that's not next fall. It's 2 years, basically, from this October that we'll play there, and it'll be a great way to start the season.
Absolutely. Chris Connor doing well?
Yeah, I like to follow all of our former players and see how they're all doing. And I was messing around early this morning, seeing Blake Pietola got his first professional goal down in Albany in the American Hockey League. So good for Blake. He's off to a pretty good start there. He's a plus player. Tanner Kiro obviously is doing well in Rockford. I think he's 3-1 for 4 now, and he's a plus player there. Chris Connor's got, I think, 2-4 for 6 points in Lehigh Valley. He's playing for the Philadelphia Flyers farm team, and I expect Chris to get some looks up in Philly this year.
He's a plus 5 right now.
He's plus 5, yeah. So I hope both Blake and Tanner get a look too. Jujhar Khara out in Bakersfield, I think, in Edmonton. He's got a couple assists. Phoenix Copley's played one game, had a tough game so far. But, yeah, they're all doing well. So we're trying to keep tabs on those guys and follow them and wish them all the best.
Coach, we're out of time. I can't believe it. Hour goes by so fast, but big game on Saturday night.
Well, we haven't talked about Northern, but they're improved. They've got a good team. Obviously, Walt Kyle does a great job with them. And this is a huge rivalry game. It's good to have it this early in the year, and every point's going to matter this year. So we're going to have to go down, play the Olympic sheet, find a way to get some points, and then come on out Saturday. We need a crowd in that building. We need a huge crowd.